A halt in a large circular room under a domed roof distinguished by a chandelier made from thousands of pieces of baroquely curved glass. There were only two entrances to this room, the one they had just come through, with thick armored doors, currently standing open under a massive stone statue of Tsar Barish herself, and the other ahead of them, with a pair of doors to match, thus forming a security airlock. Yima clapped his hands, and the doors behind them slammed shut. Axe kept her hand on the pommel of her lightsaber, even though she knew Tsar Barish couldn't possibly be stupid enough to plan an ambush. And she noted with approval that the envoy's bodyguards had moved in closer around him. A thud and a clunk came from the doorways on the opposite side of the room. They swung open, revealing an antechamber that was pleasingly devoid of decoration. Walls, floor, and ceiling were a uniform, spotless white. There was easily enough room for everyone as they filed in after Yima. The antechamber could have held more than 50 humans. Four circular vault doors opened onto the antechamber, each more than 4 meters across. Small but very thick transparent-steel portals in the center allowed visual access to the contents. Only one of those portals appeared to be unshuttered. It was to that vault door that Yima led them.
"Here, at last, Envoy Nervin, is the prize you have been promised. But allow me first to describe how it came to be in our hands."
Nervin glanced through the portal, frowned, and turned back to Yima.
"Do so," he barked.
Axe was too far away to see. She itched to push past them and look for herself, but for the moment she would have to be satisfied with words alone.
"Some of what I am about to tell is known outside this room,"
Yima said.
"The rest is not. 2 weeks ago, one of our affiliates stopped a ship in the depths of wild space."
Affiliates, Axe assumed, was a diplomatic term for pirate, and stopped surely meant interdicted and boarded under arms.
"It was a routine encounter, but it soon took a surprising turn."
"Surprising how?" asked Nervin.
"Here is the conversation that took place between our affiliate and the vessel."
An audio recording filled the antechamber, rich with breathing, static, and calm crackle. A couple of clicks suggested that it had been edited, but the ambience sounded authentic.
"Stand by for boarding."
That was the affiliate, Axe guessed. Experienced, pragmatic, with an edge of tension that belied the Twi'lek's description of the encounter as routine.
"Negative. We do not recognize your authority."
That was the Cinzia, Axe assumed. And here, a strange feeling ran down her spine. The speaker was male, and sounded impossibly distant. Had he known her mother? Was he related to her? She forced herself to concentrate on the rest of the conversation.
"You're a privateer. You work for the Republic."
"Now that simply isn't true."
"We're on a diplomatic mission."
"To whom? From where?"
There was a long, static-filled pause.
"All right, then. What will it cost for you to let us go?"
"You're clear out of luck, mate. Best vent those airlocks, smartish. We're coming in."
The recording ended with a blast of white noise that made the envoy jump.
"What was that?" he asked.
"An explosion," said Yima.